Introducing Zyn nicotine pouches, made with food-grade ingredients. Zyn is a fresh, new way to enjoy nicotine. It's tobacco-free, smoke-free, and spit-free. Simply open the child-resistant lid and place a pouch between your upper lip and gum for up to 1 hour of real nicotine satisfaction. Zyn is available in 6 flavors and 2 strengths. 3 milligrams for fresh nicotine satisfaction and 6 milligrams for even more nicotine enjoyment. Simple and discreet, you can enjoy Zyn anywhere, anytime. Find your flavor. Find your strength. Find your Zyn. Visit Zyn.com to learn more and to find Zyn tobacco-free nicotine pouches near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, Sean. Thanks for joining me. Now, jumping right into the recent announcement that UMW Oil & Gas moved to acquire Equinor's entire 42% stake in Icon Offshore, as well as Orkim, Sidran Berhad. It targets to complete the acquisition by July this year. Now, in your view, is this a good deal, you reckon?
Looking at it, UMW Oil & Gas is acquiring Icon at the acquisition price of 50 cents, which is around 0.8 times of the forward price to books, at the new issuance shares of 80 cents, which is only 0.6 to 0.7 of its forward price to book. So the valuation gap, in our view, is unfavorable to UMW Oil & Gas, but we deem it reasonable because looking at the Icon's fundamentals, we think Icon's fundamentals is stronger than UMW in terms of profitability, gearing, as well as the risk of impairment. So furthermore, a premium is needed to entice the Icon shareholders in order for them to buy into the deal. Meanwhile, looking at the acquisition of Orkim, we feel that the price for Orkim is on the higher side with an implied FY15 price book of 3.6 times. This is actually on par with the Petronas stocks with billions of market cap. So we reckon that the discounted cash flow valuation method is actually more appropriate as Orkim is chartering CPP and LNG tankers to oil majors under long-term contracts up to 2031. But while we have yet to obtain further information on Orkim's earnings outlook, we think that this acquisition probably seems a bit more expensive.
All right. And focusing closer into Icon Offshore, Sean, so the OSV market continues to be a very challenging one. Utilization rates for Icon Offshore is currently about 53% year-to-date. Are charter rates expected to pick up, or, you know, why is, you know, UMW Oil & Gas keen to acquire Icon Offshore's assets?
Based on our channel checks, I think tenders are on a rising trend, but we foresee the OSV players are likely to prioritize vessel utilizations at the expense of the daily charter rates in view of oversupply situations. But lately, we have seen the oil majors are keener to lock in long-term contracts, suggesting that the actual daily charter rates will have bottom as well.
Now, UMW Oil & Gas has been suffering losses as a result of, you know, the challenging environment in the oil and gas sector. Now, it posted a net loss of $286 million for the 9 months ended 2016. In your view, is it in a position to acquire more assets looking at its cash flows as well?
Actually, we do not think UMW Oil & Gas is in position to acquire more assets as the company is currently suffering losses, negative cash flows. And the consensus is also looking... expecting UMW Oil & Gas drilling business to remain in red for the next 2 years.
That's right, Sean. And following up on that news, UMW Oil & Gas plans to fund this acquisition via a rights issue and also pare down its debts, targets to raise approximately $1.8 billion. What do you think is the net effect on its gearing levels and, you know, possible value dilution, you think?
Looking at the gearing level, the gross gearing is likely to increase from 1.3 times to 1.7 times post consolidations, and subsequently it expected to pare down the debt to 0.9 times via rights issues, raising up to $1.8 billion at the issue price of 50 cents. But we think that the rights issues with free warrants is rather value dilutive, given that it will widen the share base, and also the rights issues is actually issued at a steep discount to its book value. Furthermore, I mean, there could be a risk that the UMW Oil and Gas might not be able to raise the intended amounts if the shareholders opt not to subscribe to it, right?
Right. We'll definitely look an eye for that. But Sean, I'd like to get your thoughts as well. What do you think is driving this consolidation and drive for M&A in the local oil and gas sector? I mean, what's driving it, and do you think we'll see more in the cards for the industry?
I think basically the industry consolidation has been encouraged strongly by Petronas, oil majors, to increase the local services players' competitiveness. I believe that this merger could mark the beginning of the consolidation cycle, and we do not discount the possibility of further M&As within the industry. But however, we reckon that the consolidations will only be materialized with the backing of strong institutional funds such as EBF, PNB, and etc. As the local oil and gas companies are mostly geared up or they are in a tight cash flow position.
And moving on to your other topics, Sean, you have a buy call on Yinson Holdings Berhad. Now, it recently backed the CRD project in Vietnam. So what are you expecting this to contribute to its earnings flow for Yinson?
We are actually positive on the new contract as it will improve the Yinson's earning outlook backed by the strong the long-term contracts, of which we think they have a relatively low counterparty risk. But we made no changes to our FY 17 and 18 forecast as the CRD projects will only kick in by third quarter of 2019. So we are looking at initial contributions of around 40 million per annum for this project, but of course it's subject to finalization of the TNC in April.
You've also raised your target price, Sean, to 4.08. What's your outlook for the FPSO market, and do you think demand is expected to remain resilient?
We believe the overall operating environment is going to stay challenging, but of course there could be a few new FPSO projects to be awarded this year, probably from India, Nigeria, as well as Brazil. Meanwhile, we believe that the redeployment of FPSO opportunities are available, as some of the oil majors are trying to pursue alternative solutions at a cheaper cost.
Zooming out as well, Sean, are you expecting a better project pipeline and contracts to keep, other players busy this year, or, is a recovery only seen in certain sub-segments like FPSO?
Overall, we believe the stabilization of crude prices, right, will entice oil majors to increase their activities, and thus it should lead to a better contract flow from oil majors, especially in the first half of 2017. In our view, operating expenditures related jobs such as platforms or structures maintenance in the shallow water regions will be prioritized by oil majors to reap the low-hanging fruits. While the OPEX related services players are poised to benefit from the first wave of recovery, we reckon that the gradual price recovery will also benefit the OSC players with shallow water fleets. On the other hand, drillers, fabricators would probably benefit at a later stage as we do not foresee massive CAPEX-related project sanctions in the near term. And of course, the rig builders and shipbuilders are also expected to stay challenging in view of lack of new orders.
Thank you. That was Sean Lim, analyst with Kenanga Research.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Introducing Zyn nicotine pouches. Zyn is a fresh, new way to enjoy nicotine. Simply open the child-resistant lid and place a pouch between your upper lip and gum for up to 1 hour of real nicotine satisfaction. Zyn is available at 3 milligrams for fresh nicotine satisfaction and 6 milligrams for even more nicotine enjoyment. Find Zyn tobacco-free nicotine pouches near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.